Hello everyone, I'm George Milo. Thank you for coming out my channel. And this is saying good riddance to Dick Cheney. So the late and unlamented Richard Bruce Cheney was best known for having been the 46th Vice President of the United States. He served from 2001 to 2009, and then his running mate was George W. Bush. So some people say he was the most puissant VP in the history of the United States. Bush's brain. I hear you say, well, that's not saying much. So Dick Cheney has died at the age of 85. He was really a reactionary in his politics. It's perhaps surprising he got quite so far being such a hardliner. And one of the things that really stood out to me was about waterboarding. If you don't know what that is obviously chaining someone, tying someone down on a table or whatever, and putting a damp cloth over his or her mouth and nose, whatever, pouring water of it so he or she cannot get any oxygen in. So the person feels like he or she's going to drown. And obviously, do it for too long, the person dies because he or she doesn't get enough oxygen. So now you could do it out of sheer sadism. It might be part of interrogating somebody. So tell us where the bomb is hidden. I refuse to say it. Right. They're going to cut off the oxygen for how long? 10 seconds, 20, 30, 40, 50, a minute. And 10, you don't know. And obviously, that fear, that rising panic makes the heartbeat faster to use up the oxygen even faster. And the people can obviously go unconscious and so on. So it's certainly a physical and mental cruelty that's inflicting on people. So this was authorized by President Cheney. He didn't saying, you know, I don't care if it's been part of the Geneva Convention. The United States has signed and ratified the Convention Against Torture and Human Degrading Treatment in 1979, and the US, as part of its human rights agenda, was really pushing the total prohibition of torture in all its manifestations throughout the world. But if that's not torture, it's certainly inhuman and or degrading treatment. Maybe you think it doesn't go so far as torture. I wouldn't like to suffer it myself. Some people who've undergone it, who initially said it's torture, said that it was. Christopher Hitchens underwent it. And he'd said beforehand it was torture, and he said no, it hadn't changed his view. Now, he knew they weren't going so far as to kill him. And he's doing this as sort of an experiment. But if you know that there is no code red word, as he had, safe word, you'd be all the more terrified. And people like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed underwent it dozens of times. Now, this is the war on terror after 9/11. So you might say, well, the usual rules just go out the window. This is an exigency. All right. But even then, it's still illegal because it says there are no exceptions. We don't know what the case is. Now, maybe the law should be different. Maybe there should be exceptions. You can argue that. But that wasn't the law at the time. And put it this way, would Dick Cheney have found that acceptable if it was done to U.S. military personnel, if they fell into the hands of the enemy? All right. Not Al-Qaeda, not the Taliban. He regards them unlawful combatants. As an enemy state, the United States fought against Iraq, was a sovereign state. Would that have been permissible if they did to your people? Surely not. So what source for the goose is source for the gander? You've always got to ask it the other way around. What if the other group did it to our group? Would you be okay with that or not? Methinks not. So there was. Now, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed was a bad, bad man. I don't have sympathy for him. But there were some people who were subsequently proven innocent. I don't mean that they were not proven guilty. I mean it was proven beyond any question that they were certainly innocent. Put it to Dick Cheney, do you not regret that the extraordinary suffering was deliberately inflicted on these people? He said he didn't lose a wink sleep over it. Wow, it's just staggering that people could be so psychopathic. And there he is smugly smiling. Wow, and an icon of Republican politics. Now, I detest the Democratic Party of the United States as an evil party, just like the Republican Party is. Very sad to say that almost every elected official at any level in the United States, and in fact in most countries, is evil for the cruelty, the murder they inflict on innocent people. But Cheney was amongst the worst. Now, okay, he did have a few virtues. So absolutely foul that he should do that. Now, Barack Obama ended that straight away. Goodness. Because, okay, I can comprehend this, even semi-sympathize with this. We're going to have to take the gloves off. We're going to bend the rules past breaking point sometimes. And I realize innocent people are going to suffer. But I do feel bad about that. Just like in a legitimate war, even fighting a righteous cause, when you kill innocent people, collateral damage and so forth. I would have a bad conscience about that. I dislike that. You know, I feel sorry for them. But no empathy, no common decency at all out of Dick Cheney. So going over Dick Cheney's backstory. So he's born in Lincoln, Nebraska in 1941. So he's got French, Irish, Welsh, English stock, so British stock mostly. His dad was worked for the Department of Agriculture. His mother, perhaps surprisingly, was excellent softball. You think that women hardly played the sport in those days. So he's bright at school. He went to Yale University, despite having not much money. Then he was a dipsomaniac. So he dropped out. He later got into the University of Wyoming. And with a master's degree, he began a PhD, but didn't complete it, was caught drink driving a few times. So got married at the age of 23, was able to delay conscription to the US military and I think avoid it altogether, partly because he had more children, despite being a real militarist later on, a chicken hawk, they call it, people like that. Someone who's personally not courageous, has never served in uniform, but is very much eager to fight. And is that partly to live down the fact that he never did any military service? I've never did any military service and so on. Okay, because he was married, it made it easy to avoid the draft, particularly then he had children. Okay, so that was it. Anyway, he worked for a US congressman. In a sense, he never had a real job in his life. Obviously, always involved in the Republican Party, came from a very Republican area. And he was a friend of Donald Rumsfeld from the late 60s. He worked for him. And then, crucially, he was the White House chief of staff to President Gerald Ford at the age of only 33. So he was that president in the mid-70s, the only person to be president of the United States who was never elected president or even vice president by the Electoral College, but elected by Congress when a vacancy arose due to the resignation of Spiro Agnew. And he ran Ford's unsuccessful 1976 campaign. So he was also a Republican Party insider. And then he was eventually elected to the U.S. House of Representatives, and he had an ultra-conservative voting record, no money for research into HIV, AIDS, which broke out in the 1980s, killed tens of millions of people. They thought was going to kill hundreds of millions of people. He opposed having a national holiday for Martin Luther King Jr., surely the moral titan of American life. So he was a very mean-spirited person and so forth. Wow. So now, okay, there were some things he was sensible on, that he would say, we have to get inflation down, and they did succeed in that, and whatever. It was a bit of a budget hawk, so it's good about this one, and so forth. So, so he was one of those who said there should be no sanctions on South Africa, despite apartheid, and so forth. Okay, so he was a real militarist, spent on the military and really just nothing else. Had no concern for the needy, yeah? Now, he was perspicacious that the breakup of the Soviet Union might cause nuclear proliferation. So why isn't that wise? He was viciously anti-Palestinian. There was no atrocity against Palestinians that he didn't approve of. Now, he did believe in using force to kick the Iraqis out of Kuwait and so forth. So far, so predictable. Anyway, later on, in the late 90s, the Republicans were cast the ground for a credible presidential candidate. George W. Bush had won re-election as governor of Texas, fairly successful, old enough but not too old. He had Christian credentials, all the rest of it, happily married, blah, 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 a good backstory, having given up alcohol. He put Cheney in charge of a committee to select a vice presidential candidate, and Cheney said, look around, oh, me. Anyway, so he went forward, and perhaps surprising, two straight white males, both born in the 1940s. The other hand is a balanced ticket, one from the South, one from the North. The United States was considerably less ethnically diverse a quarter of a century ago. So there he served as vice president, thought to be cleverer than the famously dyslexic George W. Bush and so on. So there were other problems about this, that he, as a vice president, that did he deliberately leak the identity of people in the CIA and stuff like that? Wow. And it recalled 9/11. He was in the White House when the attacks happened. And the Secret Service came along and said, sir, we need to go. And they picked him up and carried him away. He said, they're not polite at these times. They'll be very deferential most of the time. But, you know, their mission is to keep the vice president alive. They succeeded in that. And if they have to be brusque, they will be. And so it goes on. So that's him. So he was very anti-gay until his daughter said to him, Dad, I've got something to tell you. I'm a lesbian. So, but anyway, his other daughter, Lynn Cheney, is very involved in Republican politics, is one of the only morally brave ones to be a day one abominator of Trump, for which she is detested by swathes of the Republican Party. But Dick Cheney, surprisingly, was an outspoken abominator of Trump and said that he was a threat to the Republic. And staggeringly, Cheney proclaimed he was casting his ballot for Kamala Harris last time because he thought that Trump posed an existential threat to the US Constitution, had these openly dictatorial tendencies, aiming at the abolition of the Constitution, the destruction of any guardrails, a third term, despite this being flagrantly in breach of the Constitution and so forth. So Dick Cheney, he finally came a slight little bit right in the end. But otherwise, he was a nasty, low-down, vicious, greedy, selfish, murderous scumbag. And I won't miss him one bit.